Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you so much, Dave Solomon. Gracious, what a day. Let me tell you what, it's a good doggone thing we're not Skyping and you can't see me. It was one of those very late nights, and not because of any real good reasons. We had somewhat of a family emergency early this morning, and hopefully that is being smoothed out right now, and we're going to enjoy music. Matter of fact, it's time to make a disclaimer about Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Let us tell you what the show is. We play it all. We play the straight-ahead stuff. We play the stuff that's contemporary. We play the stuff that is fused and fixated and funked up and all of that stuff. And sometimes what we play wouldn't necessarily come under the jurisdiction of jazz. But what we don't do is, this is not purely a smooth jazz show, lest there is any confusion. The stuff that you'll hear on this show can run the gamut from A to Z, and that's exactly the way it's going to stay. A domestic interpretation, a global interpretation, all of the above, and we like those folks that are hybrid and like to consider themselves as such. And honestly, our guest next hour fits into that criteria. The wonderful Micah Chevalier, my friend, will be the guest. And it will be a fun time. I promise you that. We like to start the show with a classic, and I love Cannonball Adderley classics. Here we go, Love for Sale from the immortal Something Else on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Well, look at that. Here, whatever happened with that, I don't know. Actually, you should know that from my perspective, looking at the studio here, I see that something keeps winding and winding, but it's not playing. So that's okay. Oh, mercy. Here's what we'll do. We'll go to plan B. We had a little something there. And actually, since I'm using my son's computer, it's a little tricky to make the transition from music that was on one laptop to a desktop. So you're pretty assured that you're making the transition and everything's cool, but maybe it wasn't in this case. That's okay. What we heard, ladies and gentlemen, was Jeff Lorber. Wasn't that nice? Woo! I am really starting to get re-involved in what Jeff Lorber has done. That was something called For You to Love. And that might ring a bell to you because in 2006, there was a CD called Forever, For Always, For Luther, Volume 2. And it was a project that was launched by Rendezvous Entertainment so that you could be more aware of the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association, the Power to End Strokes campaign. And, of course, this was dedicated to Luther Vandross, who left us because of those scenarios. And, man, do we ever miss him. And does this album ever stir up some memories? My gosh. Kirk Whalum starts the CD, Will Downing ends it, and in the middle, Patty Austin, Wayman Tisdale, Kevin Whalum, who was a guest on Valentine's Day here, and Jeff Lorber, who just sounds so good in that piano. My goodness. You know, here's something. First of all, a little bit of trivia about Jeff. Did you know that he had polycystic kidney disease, and his loving wife, Miguan, donated her kidney in order to save him? Now, somebody had told me that, and I just can't keep up on everybody, but I was so taken with that. And then it lends more credibility as to what you hear in the way of music from Jeff Lorber. He has a new album out. It's called Galaxy. Jeff Lorber Fusion is what it is, with Eric Marienthal and with Jimmy Haslett. And I have not heard it yet. I'm looking forward to hearing it because, let me tell you, there are some folks who can play the piano and they're a breed apart. You know what I'm saying, and he's one of them. Jeff Lorber. We also heard Cannonball Adderley from Something Else with some of the most amazing people imaginable on this particular album. Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones bass, Art Blakey on drums, Miles Davis on trumpet. Love for Sale, the Cole Porter song. Yes, indeed. While he was with the Miles Davis Sextet, Cannonball Adderley decided to launch a little something-something on his own, and Miles picked out some of the music. Miles was more than happy to make sure that his friend was taken care of, and what you heard was from the glorious 1958. Yes! Love those classics. Hopefully, we won't run into any more problems. Let's see. This is another one of those. I have a large collection of Amazon tunes that I integrated into the system that T has. So we'll find out momentarily, and we for sure keep fingers crossed that all goes well. We'll have Micah Chevalier next hour at 2:30. She's doing what she can to leave one particular scenario and move to another so she has a little bit of privacy. So our good friend Micah Chevalier, she's got a new single that we're going to play, and we also have some news about Micah as well. Here we go. Let's see what happens here. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz. Song was too short. I was enjoying that little French vibe, of course, a little something French from Michael Chevalier's Arrival next hour, just about this time. That particular individual, we have never played him before. His name is Cad, C-A-D. And one of the many joys of doing this show is finding different kinds of compilations that might give more bang for the buck as far as different artists to play with a different kind of flavor for hybrid jazz. But this gentleman is very intriguing. His name is Cad Akori, and he's of Spanish and Algerian ancestry. He was raised in southern France. He lived in Barcelona, Spain for 5 years, now based in London. And all of the music that he does sort of reflects that multicultural Viva la Difference, jazz, electronica, chanson, reggae, hip-hop. And it's really weird because his first album, Liberté, was recorded in Athens. There was Greek musicians involved in that. The song you heard was Je m'en lis, I love my bed. And he sounds like it. Actually, if you see him, you will see him on the cover, if you ever look it up, of Societe, the album from 2005. He is charming and quirky and kind of weirdish. The way the Bachelor describes Catherine, who he chooses, by the way, next week. I'm just going to let you know that. He describes her as weird, and he loves it because he can be free to be himself. Cod is like that as well. He is this combination of a Parisian prince, if you will, and John Waters. Yeah. So there he is. And I wanted to tell you what we also played, and I'm glad all the songs did play. Earl Klugh, Morning in Rio from Spice of Life. Earl's going to have his Weekend of Jazz coming up in April. I'm really psyched about this. Beautiful players. All will be involved. No women. Chris Bodie, though, Foreplay, Joe Sample, Take Six. It'll be like that. And it's in Colorado Springs. Just a few days of absolute luxury and golfing and the best food and the music off the chain. Earl's also going to be at the Java Jazz Festival in Indonesia. And he's going to be at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival in April in New York City. Yes! Very exciting stuff there. Earl Klugh, love that song, Morning in Rio. And another little exotic element, we heard Tia Fuller, saxophonist from her album Angelic Warrior, just released in 2012, Descend to Barbados. And she was actually writing that while she was on a plane descending to Barbados. She just really felt it. And borrowing a page from one of her bosses along the highway, Beyonce, she has pretty much an all-girl lineup. Not all girls, but Shami Royston, her sister, on piano, Mimi Jones on stand-up bass, Terry Lynn Carrington on whatever drums Terry Lynn can find, and John Patitucci on bass. Tia's going to be 37 next month. She's got a lot going on. She is going to be in March with Terry Lynn for Terry Lynn's Money Jungle Tour in New York City. And then Tia is going to take her saxophone on the road with Esperanza Spalding. Yeah, that's who she works for. Terry Lynn, Beyonce sometimes, and Esperanza. She's doing okay. And then the solo thing that she has, she's doing extraordinarily well. Tia Fuller. Yes, I was in between songs trying to see if we could upload the song that we didn't hear. Some of the time when we upload songs, usually they go fine, and they look fine, except when you get to play them. You might have heard some little holes here and there, and that's because I quickly jumped from one song, which was not playing, to another. But that's okay. It happens very, very sparingly, and all is well. As long as Blog Talk Radio keep making yours truly a featured host, I'm really appreciative of that. Micah Chevalier is coming your way next hour, and she's got a song or two or three that we'll play. One of them has become a favorite for a lot of people, and we'll be playing that. We're going to dip back into 1977 now. Here's one of these gentlemen that doesn't get praised enough. He is no longer with us on earth, but he's with us in spirit. 1977, one of the unique trumpet, flugelhorn, and flumpet players that have been in our midst in jazz, Art Farmer and Crawl Space on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. I know.
my blessing. I'm trying to accept it and not question the whys and the hows without obsessing. It's a lot to think about, I'm still processing. Tears of joy in the morning made our pillow wet. Then night fell and we turned into silhouettes. Your body next to mine dancing real close. Step left, step right, then a pirouette. It would appear as that we really do believe in us. But it's so hard to believe all we need is us. To leave a kiss on a cold, they could be enough. Look at the stars and wonder what it is they see in us. Where is this leading us? That's all I'm asking. Love comes in every color, but the fact is I never needed 50 shades of gray. Just turn the lights down low and give me every shade of blackness.
Robbie Glasper, I got your number from a good friend of mine, and I really like what you're doing over there with the music and the drums and the bass and the sound effects, and it's kind of cool. Yeah, man, I just got to say, I love that song, Black Radio, Black Radio, Black Radio, by that guy, Nassim Me, I don't know, guy kind of sounds like most deaf to me, if you ask me. But thanks. Keep the good work up, kid.
I just love that. Oh, my gosh. Robert Glasper has such a sense of humor. Woo! And some real good business acumen. Know what I'm saying? Robert Glasper, Black Radio, the Grammy Award-winning album in the R&B category from just a week or so ago. Yes, sir. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Of course, that was a nod to Mongo Santa Maria from the song in the 60s. Robert Glasper certainly has an eye on the past, an eye on what is happening now, and an eye on the future. Many of us have recognized this. He is just... Where is Robert Glasper? I mean, you know, when Downbeat Magazine, which has been, let's say, traditionally a publication that recognizes and supports and pushes the straight-ahead cats, you know when they fall all over themselves about Robert Glasper, there's something special going on. Robert's going to be 35 years old the day after my son. Robert's birthday is April the 5th. Erica Badu's 42nd birthday is this day. Happy birthday, Erica. Just love that track. Now, here's the thing. That track is on Black Radio, but it's also on the Black Radio Recovered Remix EP. That is the Ninth Wonders Blue Light Basement Remix of Afro Blue with Fonte as well as Erica Badu. Yeah, a lot going on there. Man, that is a hot track. Just makes me feel so good. Apparently the chat room agrees. That's very nice. David P. Stevens with Gerald Albright, just like that, from Epiphany, which drops. David's always been a guy from Philadelphia who's always done things a little bit differently. Song's going to drop on Friday when he's at the Jazz Base in Reading, PA, the site at the Crown Plaza where the Berks Jazz Festival takes place. Gerald Veasley, club owner, is going to be there. It's going to be a party and a half. David P. Stevens is going to bring that house down. If you know of his work on guitar, and you certainly have heard it from this camp for a couple of years now, even before hybrid jazz came into existence. Yeah, been a David P. Stevens fan for a while, and we didn't know each other in Philadelphia. And by the way, David's dad is a minister and an author who has written some really nice comments and thoughts and real blessings about marriage. If you ever get a chance to look up David Stevens, Reverend David Stevens. Epiphany, yes, that was a real nice little jam there. I know we played David the other day. We'll play him again because the album's going to drop. Art Farmer, 1977, Crawl Space, name of the tune, name of the album on CTI. Trumpet, flugelhornist, flumpet player. That particular song, Dave Grusin wrote it. He was on keyboards on that track. And Eric Gale on guitar, Steve Gadd on drums. The wonderful thing about Art Farmer, many people have talked about his style of playing. Art was one of those guys who really heard that muse in his head. He had, and this is what The Guardian in the United Kingdom said, distinctive phrasing, letting the beat go ahead of itself, the way that Billie Holiday did phrasing when she sang. Very, very interesting. And also on that particular track, Will Lee on electric bass, and I don't know the correct pronunciation of this man's name. He is a flute player of note. Jeremy Steig, I'm going to say, the German pronunciation. I actually went to the New England Jazz Radio Cooperative website to see how you pronounce his name. It could be Steig, it could be Steig, S-T-E-I-G, but no matter. Jeremy, we have to make sure you get a shout-out. Micah Chevalier comes your way in less than 30 minutes, and that's a good thing. And we're going to do a little celebrating because you're going to hear some of her music come up. It's a little wild to start an interview on the half hour as opposed to the top of the hour. So I'm going to make sure that we mention in this show something to flesh things out a little bit because we want to make sure you get your 3 hours worth. And we do have a sponsor of sorts. I promise I was going to tell you about a particular product that I was using that has helped me in ways that you are not going to believe, because I can't believe them. And it's helped tea. So it's not only a sponsor, but an endorsement. So we'll get to that as well. Very exciting show. Woo! And it's been really exciting for the past several weeks, because each of these interviews that we've had, or each of the shows, has generated over 1,200 apiece hits to Blog Talk Radio. So I know that BTR is excited about that, so am I. I'm excited to play Les McCann for you, too, from the 60s. We go from something very contemporary in 2012 with Robert Glasper and Erykah Badu to 1964, one of those rare albums. Les McCann was in top form here. It is called McKenna on Hybrid Jazz. Oh, we're going to be up to our old tricks now? Really? That's different? Okay, well, that's happened twice today. All right, then we'll just, that's peculiar. No, that's never happened. Okay. We'll just put that away, and we'll do something else, and hopefully this will play. Wow! Maybe I'm getting a little signal from Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. We'll turn our attention to Blue Mitchell then.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Oh, mercy, that song. Woo! It did it then, it's doing it now. And, you know, some things come along in your life that are complete surprises. Several years ago, I actually received this in my hand. Someone handed it to me. And at the time, WSMJ was still kicking in Baltimore, and every single week we had Sunday brunches. And they were quite popular, and we had sometimes internationally known folks who would play there. So there was not a whole lot of money in the situation for artists to be paid. Very, very sad, because some people believe that people should play music for free because they're doing it for the love of it, right? Wrong. People got to feed their families like everybody else. You wouldn't ask a doctor or a lawyer to do something for nothing, would you? So I had to break the news to the folks who were calling from Cabo Frio that a certain amount of money was included, and they said, "We love you, Trish, but no." So actually, I have the best of Cabo Frio in my hands now as I had it handed to me those many years ago. And when I familiarized myself with all of Cabo Frio, it was just really wonderful. This group came out in 1979, and it was like a cross between Fat Burger and the Rippingtons, Cabo Frio. Some folks in the Baltimore area were involved, even though this group came out of Miami, Florida, or actually has roots in Florida and elsewhere. Varying kinds of artists got together. And that track you heard featured a vocalist named Ronald Eugene Broomfield, who was out of Miami and who changed his name to Eugene Wild. And if you remember a song back in the day in the 80s, Gotta Get You Home Tonight, that same guy, Eugene Wild. I'll Get Back to You. Whoa, does that song resonate? Oh, man. Guy trying to get next to a girl, and tables were turned many years later, and that can be the reverse. You gotta watch what you say to people, and you gotta realize what you're turning down, because if the opportunity never comes your way again, you've got nobody to blame but yourself. Oh, that was nice, from 1987. And look, I do not know what has transpired here, can I just say, because we were going to play Les McCann, and McKenna started the song, did not go, so launched into Blue Mitchell, and that was Soul Turnaround from The Last Tango Equal Blues. Well, then Les McCann kicked in, so we played the entirety of that song. We'll get back to Blue Mitchell. After the interview with Micah Chevalier, she's coming up momentarily, and I thought we could play something really cool, a two-song set this time. One of our favorite female instrumentalists, Cindy Bradley from Unscripted and Inevitable, and then we'll go right into Micah Chevalier, and she'll be here on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. And maybe we won't. Wow. Okay, let me just stop that in its tracks before it starts to go into, if I don't stop the song, a little tricky to do that. There we go. Girl power. Yoo-hoo! Cindy Bradley and Inevitable. Oh, my gosh. From Unscripted. And I was going to play a Micah Chevalier song right after that, but she is here, and I'm not going to make her wait, because you don't make a woman wait. And let me tell you something. It's been a little bit that Micah has been on the show. There has been a time or two, and then there was a time with Carenza Gray, who you heard last month. It was a true estrogen sessions. And we're going to have one of them again because the amazing singer and writer and businesswoman and female bon vivant is here with us. Micah Chevalier, enter and sign in, please.
Hello.
Hello. I am so glad you are there. I was going to play a song, and I thought, oh, we got to play a song to make the introduction for Micah. But no, we'll just have three songs in this hour because I got three, baby.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I don't even know what the other two are.
We'll keep it as a surprise. One of them is going to get a big intro because it's the new single, and that's exciting. And actually, you've got some exciting news that's even more than the single. I mean, you've got usually some plates in the air, and from what I understand, there are some plates.
Yes, at 2013 is just gotten off to a really good start.
Thank God, Micah.
I understand that. It's just been everything's been a blessing. I mean, everything. What can I say? I've been working very hard. Very hard. And it seems to be starting to pay off, so.
Yeah, and you know what? Along those lines, folks have been talking about that recently. There are postings here and there that we see on Facebook. Do you think it's a matter, since I know the many stepping stones of your career, I've known you for a while now, and I've seen some amazing things happen, including recognition across the water. Do you think it's a matter of merely hard work? Let's put it to you another way. Is it there's no secret to success? It's just a matter of hard work and perseverance. Do you agree with that, or would you embellish on that?
I think it is hard work and perseverance, and you know, maybe a little bit of destiny and you know, God throwing his cards out there for you, because there are some things that have happened that in my career that have been beyond my wildest dreams.
Yes.
You know, I've been able to do things that a lot of vocalists, you know, thus far only dream about. And I can't help, I'm as an artist, I have my days where I feel like, you know, down in the dumps and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, when I think about what I've done so far, you know, I'm really, really blessed. blessed.
You are. And here's another thing, and this is very simplistic, but you'll get this. You know, when you think about all of the people who are walking around in various cities all over the United States and all over the world, who dream of singing, dream of being recognized for their voices, but never get the chance to be in front of anybody to do that. That's so sad because, you know, we always talk about the notion of having a particular gift, but what if you don't have the opportunity to let that gift shine? How sad is that?
It's very sad. You know, you have a lot of, and there are a lot of young people too, a lot of young people and then a lot of older people that, you know, have always dreamed of singing and never got a break or never got a chance to get out there. And, you know, I've had people come up to me that have said, you know, I've been singing all my life and I just, you know, how do you keep doing it? And, you know, sometimes it's a matter of there is no other option in your heart that this is where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that that is part of what keeps me going, is that I know.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't another option for me.
Yep. Heard that and received it. And at this particular juncture, because you are also a business person, having had to be the one to find these opportunities yourself, not that there hasn't been help along the way, do you think at this particular stage, because, I mean, here you are, you've been doing this for a long time, and you've been singing with some people who are international names, and you've been doing the solo thing yourself, and you've been doing a day job, and you've been trying to do your hustle in whatever avenues you can. Do you think at this point you would welcome the opportunity of having representation, manager?
I want representation. I most certainly do. I'm at a point now where I feel like I've done everything I can do.
Yeah.
I really do. It's time, I think, for me to be able to just be the artist that I know I can be and focus on that. And I would gladly welcome someone with capable and trusting hands and abilities, you know, to come forward. I'm actually looking for representation.
Good, because, look, at this point, you have so much in the way of press releases that can go out. It's just a no-brainer. At this particular point, you need to be singing at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. You need to be at Catalina. You need to be on the West Coast playing at Vitello's and Spaghettini's and Scullers in Boston, different places outside the Washington, Baltimore area, and you need to be in the United Kingdom where they will eat you alive.
I like that. I actually have been talking with someone over in the UK. I don't know if you have seen something on my Facebook page. It says working for Jazz and Blues TV.
Yes, what is that all about?
I've been talking to them since right before the first of the year, and hopefully I'm trying to set up, because we, you know, trying to Skype, because it's crazy trying to call people back and forth overseas. But, you know, I'm in talk with them about doing some things, and them trying to bring me over there. They've worked with people like, Blackstreet and Natalie Williams, who is over there, who's now part of the Incognito family.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm excited. I'm excited. It seems to be a really good group of folks, and looking forward to seeing what comes out of that.
Good. That's real promising, because, and maybe it's good for us to talk about you actively seeking management, because now with these shows, there are so many hits on each of these hybrid jazz shows that somebody's bound to come out of the woodwork. And let it be known that you need the kind of representation in the way of folks becoming more aware of your vocal ability, somebody who can write extraordinarily well, who knows multi-genres. You know what I'm saying, Micah?
I certainly do. Most definitely.
Yes.
And I'm looking for those people too. I'm welcoming new talents to merge with, so to speak. How can I say?
Yeah.
It's been going well. I can't really complain.
well, good. And the reason why the timing for you is today to be on the show, I had talked to a few weeks ago our mutual friend, the wonderful Ray Gaskins.
Yes, yes.
And Ray is all excited because he's got a new project out, and you are featured prominently on that project.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray had one of those woohoo mix-ups, and I believe that Roy Ayers said, Ray, I think that you forgot about the date that we had. You can't do this date in Baltimore because you're supposed to be with me in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes. So now you are going to do the date that Ray was supposed to do at Chef Max.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the funny thing is that I was already on the gig with him.
Right.
We were going to be doing a few of the songs from his new album, namely One Called the Island, which has become one of my absolute favorite songs.
Really?
Not just to sing, but I've been a huge, anybody that knows me, I'm a humongous Patty Austin fan, and have been since I was about the tender age of 7 or 8. And just to be honored to be able to sing a song and deliver it my own way, but honor that of the way that she did it, was just an honor for me. And when he and Dawood approached me about singing a song, I was like, yes. So that's been really wonderful, and I'm glad I could take over the gig for him. So it's going to be a lot of fun, going back to Chef Max, where I was donned my nickname, Baltimore's Beyonce.
That's right. Wow, that's a pretty heavy crown, babe.
Yeah. It's funny how that came about. You know, the last time that I was there, it was me with the Root Project, and there was a guy from the Examiner who came out, and that was the title of his article after he saw me perform. Is she Baltimore's Beyonce?
That is so fabulous. That's
like,
really cool.
Stuck, and it was really sweet. It really was.
And you did say the island, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's so funny, Micah, because that's one of the songs I have. So I think that we should play it.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay, and this really is one of my favorite tracks from the CD, too, because of the arrangement. You know what? What by the time that your vocals come around, it takes you by surprise, and you go, oh, look, there's vocals. It just is one of those, it transports you, and there must be some sort of variation on a theme. Somebody has used the word transformative.
Uh-huh.
How can we do transportational? It's a transportational song.
I like that.
And Ray's CD is called, is it not, A Time to Love?
A Time to Love, yep.
This is Micah Chevalier with the great saxophonist Ray Gaskins and The Island on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. is a sensual song, and it's a very different kind of song because you don't expect it to end the way it does. It leaves you wanting more, and you're good at that, Micah. I know enough to know that you're good at that, so that's why you got drawn in. The message of that song is just so earthy and powerful, and you and Ray have really good chemistry. You know that.
We do. And Ray's a hoot. I love performing with Ray.
I know. He's a oh, my God. You know, and he's so taken with the idea of you performing with him, and he hasn't really been like this. This other side of Ray Gaskins has emerged in the past several months, really. He said on the show when he was here a few months ago, he said, "It's Micah's turn. I want her to shine now."
Oh, he's going to make me cry.
That's what he said. And he wanted you to think about going with him to these different places so that he could show you off as opposed to what he could do. I mean, a lot of people know what he can do, but like every guy performer out there, you never get devoid of that ego. But he kind of put his on the back burner because he thinks so much of you.
He's been really, really wonderful in that, and it's been a good trip so far, and there are some things in the works, so I don't want to speak too soon, but
listen to you. Oh, you tease. You're just a tease.
there are plans to go whenever he gets back from, you know, his obligations with Roy. I'm supposed to be going out with him to a few places, and I can keep you guys posted on that.
Yeah.
I want to make it solidified, but I think it's going to be some really good stuff. I'll just say that. I'll keep you guys.
You know what?
One more.
Well, no, don't say more than you're supposed to say. But don't you feel as though it just seems like things are popping to me for this year? All of a sudden, I am seeing folks get gigs, and all of a sudden, the festivals are starting to flesh out earlier than usual, and
mm-hmm.
there seems to be new opportunities. Do you see that, or is it just me?
I do. There are a lot of new opportunities also out there, and it's been great because I think we're seeing a resurgence of live music, and that's really important.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and not only that, but you know, folks who are in a recording mode who really do love the idea of, you know, and I know that people don't have a lot of budgets to work on or work from, but
mm-hmm.
it's so wonderful to be able to see people, whether it is in a live setting and you're playing a show or you're in the recording studio and people are right there in front of you playing. It makes so much difference to hear the naturalness of artists seeing each other. Like, for instance, Micah, did you know that the other day on the Academy Awards, this was the first time that maybe this has ever happened, that new venue that they have for the Oscars, the folks who came out on stage that we saw, including the amazing Dame Shirley Bassey.
Oh, my goodness. I saw that. I was watching.
Was she 76 years old? Ladies and gentlemen, she was hotter than July.
Oh, my gosh. All of them did a great job, especially in, you know, having done it live. That's not an easy thing to do. And the funny thing is that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, I guess, about my history is that my history is live theater, live stage. And it's not easy. it's not easy to get up there and perform live. You can only do it once.
And then take that, what you have just said, and realize that the orchestra for Sunday night's proceedings were down the street at Warner Brothers, so the conductor could not see the faces of those performing.
So they were doing everything teleprompt?
Yes.
That is crazy.
It is absolutely nuts. And still, Jennifer Hudson and Barbara Streisand and Adele, I mean, they were shining. But you know, it's crazy to not have that all-inclusivity of people leading a band or your band around you and seeing you and feeling the vibe from you to blend a note or hold it back, don't you think?
Yeah, that's difficult. It's difficult when you're doing that and you have an orchestra in the pit because they can't see you either. But just to have somebody down the street, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing, though, what we can do now. But, wow.
I know. And some of the folks that we really admire in the industry, people who know sound, say that, you know, there were some really glorious performances vocally, but the sound mixing was some of the worst they've ever heard.
Yeah. I heard a couple of flubs in the sound here and there. Especially like when they were outside doing the interviews, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing, too, because there's chaos outside. How can you possibly see what's going on when there's so many people and they're in the way? Oh, it's crazy. Anyway, you, young lady.
Yes.
You have a new song out. And the last time we checked, there was also another new song from Guilty Pleasures. And we'll have to talk about Guilty Pleasures, of course. But the new single, tell me how that came to be, you and Brian.
I've been wanting to do a series of duets on my new project that I'm working on. And so I started a piece, and I called Brian up. He had just come back from Japan, and I said, I want to do something together. And he was like, sure. So I took, you know, part of what I was working on and went over there, and we hashed out the song. And, you know, a wonderful, wonderful collaboration with him. I think that he did an awesome job in his own right. And we wound up finishing writing a song, and then we took it to Mr. Saeed to put his magic on. So, and he did that in more ways than one. And it is, I'm really happy about the song. I have gotten some great responses. It has not been officially released yet. We're working on the cover. Mm-hmm. We're working on the cover at this moment. All of our paperwork, of course, is in place, or else I wouldn't be having it played. But we are going to go live online soon. So we're working on trying to get the cover finished. But I'm also working on a dance to go with the song.
Yeah, you had mentioned that, and that's pretty exciting because that's part of your background, too. I mean, Debbie Allen picked you out of a whole bunch of people a few years ago, the playwright and choreographer Debbie Allen, and you learned quite a few things from her. And you were basically a child performer, so you were singing and dancing pretty much out of the womb, Michael, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, probably around the age of three, I started dancing. I was dancing first, but I've always sung. And then, you know, through the course of me doing musical theater growing up, you know, my love for music got bigger and bigger and bigger. but my love for dance has never gone away, or theater. And, you know, between this song and the theater venture that I was a part of last year that I just signed another 12-month contract for, which is All the Men I Need, by Mr.
That's
Michael
awesome.
McCorkle. Which he wrote me into his play, and that has been absolutely wonderful. It's a wonderful cast, a wonderful play, just a great piece of work, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. You know, all of that, and I'm looking looking forward to reincorporating the dance and the theater back into my career where it should be, and so I have plans for In the Groove, which is the new single. I have my cousin who is a dancer. She's been dancing with ALE in New York, and then she's now in California at the Institute of the Arts, and I have her assisting me with choreographing the piece for the song. And I also have some plans in the future to try and get myself back in shape so I can put my tap shoes back on. So I'll leave that with you too.
Wow, that's awesome. That's I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. So we should explain that the Brian that we've alluded to is Brian Christopher.
Yes.
And if folks who were in the chat room now remember, in 2012, Micah did a video of the reworking of the beautiful song In a Sentimental Mood, the Duke Ellington John Coltrane piece, actually Duke Ellington song, and Brian Christopher was in the video.
He sure was. He was the love interest in the video.
Yes.
You know, and I wound up being his co-host on another radio show.
well, you can mention that.
Yeah, I actually took over the show for him on WPB Radio last year when he went to Japan. I was his co-host, and we had a nice little run there. And they are still part of my family. And actually, Frank Johnson of WPB Radio said he would like to film this next video as well. And
good,
he did an awesome job on Sentimental Mood because he is the one who filmed In a Sentimental Mood. And I think it was an awesome piece of work. I'm really proud of that. So, you know, shout out to Frank and the WPB Radio family and Courtman, who played the keyboardist. He's sitting in the video.
God forbid that you can talk Gaud into being in a video.
We couldn't get him, you know. We couldn't get him on the screen. So we decided to let him be the reckless genius keyboardist. So he is. So.
I hear you. I hear that. Well, I think that we should now hear the song. So are you saying, Micah Chevalier, that this is the first time the song has been played on a radio endeavor?
Well, no. It's actually been played. Courtman has played it, but he's the only other one who's played it thus far, I believe. Nope. I had an interview a few weeks ago. So it's only been played twice, actually. And this is a hybrid jazz now, and I'm excited, and I hope that everybody enjoys it and takes away from it what I have. So, In the Groove with featuring Brian Christopher and myself.
Yeah, here we go. Micah Chevalier is our guest on Hybrid Jazz, and away we go. Get to stepping now.
Take my hand, let's go.
Unanimous in the chat room. They're loving that song, Micah.
Oh, I was so happy.
That's pretty cool. And here's my question for you. Did you ask or say to Brian that you loved his chocolate glow? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I said that.
Woo, man. That's how I'm going to remember that song. Oh, was that the Chocolate Glow song?
Wait a minute. I don't know. You would remember that line.
Woo! That's when I had to get the fan in the room, girl. Ooh, that was nice. Nice.
Thank you.
Really good chemistry. And, of course, we have to bring up another part of the song that was cool, and the interplay of voices was just right on. But then the soprano sax at the end, and I'm going on. Did you tell me that Daoud was playing the sax?
Yes. Daoud not only played bass, but he played soprano sax on that song.
Wow. I mean,
this past year... That man has transformed himself. I don't know what he's been doing up there in the lab, but he has started to actually play on a couple of things. So he's now playing soprano sax on a few tunes that he's producing, and he's getting better and better and better every time. And I'm like, wow, okay. So
Daoud Said is Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
There's something happening in the lab, and sometimes he comes out and he's one person. He goes back and transforms. I don't know. Wow, that's pretty cool, I have to say. Very cool. And it adds some real dimension to the song. I can definitely, and we'll certainly talk about this, but for sure, that needs to get to the attention of different kinds of radio stations who actually have a regular rotation, as you have enjoyed with anticipation on WHUR.
Yeah, and still enjoying. I hear it all the time. I'll be driving home late, you know, probably anywhere between 8:30 and midnight when they're playing the stuff on the Quiet Storm. I've heard it at all different times in the evening, and it's just been wonderful. Every single time it comes on, it doesn't get old for me.
I guess not. I mean, boy, wouldn't that be just wonderful if you could get a paycheck every time that happened, too?
Right. Well, Well, Mr. White is getting a little something, but he takes care of us. I cannot complain.
Right. I know. God bless him. That song surely has some history. And going back a few years now and hearing that song, that's a beautifully crafted song. And it was done not only on Rue's Fantasy. Wait a minute. Guilty Pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul Edler was doing the vocals, and then it became Cal L., and that's the version of the song that people are hearing on WHUR.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cal, that whole piece, the remix, was pure chemistry. I will say that. And, Dawood also had a hand in the reproduction of that as well. but Kal-El and I have known each other all of our lives and performed together almost all of our lives. And when we get together and sing, it's very, very evident. There's just a natural chemistry there. And, you know, it's one of those things that they're replaceable.
Oh, my God. That's truly priceless, because some people act on stage as if they have chemistry, and there's little that's more embarrassing. When you act as if there's a little something-something there, it's just not working, because you cannot deny what is true or what is false.
Oh.
Absolutely. And I've seen that, because there's a couple of sold-out shows at Blues Alley that would reinforce that little theory.
Yep. We were shocked and very happy at that. And very, very grateful and looking forward to more sometime soon. But we'll have to bring Mr. White back through to talk about that. But we're working.
Oh yeah.
We're steadily working. We have the single Sunday, of course, which is out now online. And I think that they might be playing it on HUR World.
Really?
You know, yeah, I do know that I got it in the capable hands of Mr. Joe Gorham. So,
oh, good.
He actually asked for it. So it's probably playing on there as well. You know, it's out there. You know, our UK family has been pumping it up too, so it's nice. It's been really nice, and the reception from it's been good.
And so make sure you know that, because I was so surprised to see how the staff at Soul Tracks online was so accessible.
Mhm.
They really are. So make sure that they are aware of the single too.
Yeah, I believe Rick sent it to them as well. Soul Tracks has been wonderful, not just to Guilty Pleasures, but to me as well.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. Chris Rizik has been one of the people that's been instrumental in our success, and you know him. You know, there's a gentleman, Roger Williams, Godfrey Fletcher, both of whom are in the UK. You know, there are several UK DJs that have been just really showing us love. So it's been a good trip, good ride. And
oh, I know.
There will be more.
And let me ask you this, because there was a variation on a theme that was posed to Carenza.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows that she had an answer or two that were startling. First of all, do you feel that since you are from the Washington, D.C. area, and because you know this extended region so much, do you think only true success can come, or like when I say true success, internationally known success can come by getting out of this area, or don't you think that's necessary?
I do. I know for sure that I need to get away from here in order to truly get because ultimately what you want is to have people see you up front. And the only way that that's going to happen is if I go overseas, if I go,
right.
you know, if I venture out from this area. And that's one of the things that is a goal of mine this year that I'm trying to do. You know, people have heard my music over the airwaves in the UK and in various countries around the world, you know, even in Africa and things like that. But it's a different thing because they have such a great appreciation for the live music portion of it that, you know, it's just unfathomable. and when they find someone that they love, that's when you get noticed over here.
Oh, so for sure.
I think it's something that's a necessity. At this point, especially for artists like myself, like Carenza, any independent artist these days, because, you know, while we may not, or, you know, while not everybody wants to be a Beyonce or things like that, but just getting that acclaim from overseas and coming back, it's a surefire way to get work here at home.
Well, and truth be told, wow, this is getting to be really nitty-gritty here. Some artists do not want to stretch the boundaries of their gift. Some people are very much content in staying home and in having that big fish in a little pond lifestyle.
Oh, no.
you know what
That's
I'm saying.
For me.
But when, you know, you have somebody like you who has been doing this pretty much all of your life,
mm-hmm.
and you want to extend that curtain, push the curtain open wider and reach more people and are hungry for audiences, and you've done all that you possibly can in this region, and everybody and his mama knows it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go.
Right. It's time. It's definitely time. And you know, one of the things is that, yeah, there. I almost feel like I've reached a ceiling in this area, not just because of the limited venues that that house music like ours, or that will book a local act before they book. There are very few of them. You know, you have now people like, you know, Rochelle Farrell and Jill Scott and other people doing smaller venues here that normally we would do. So, you know, people like me have to go out and have to, you know, venture out to other places in order to get heard and seen and build our fan bases. And you know, you have a small number of venues and promoters here, and not all of them are, they don't do things in an equally yoked fashion. So you find yourself having to either create your own venues here at home, which can be costly.
Oh, Micah, I don't know what you're talking about.
or you just have to you keep pushing and make sure that you're heard elsewhere.
Yeah.
So
well,
at this point, I think I've reached my ceiling.
No, and I'll agree with you because first of all, there is always this subject for discussion, but
mm-hmm.
it's just ridiculous to conceive that you would be offered a pittance of what you're worth and what you can deliver. And a pittance is what is being offered in some parts of this extended area. And
mm-hmm.
there really isn't a deviation from that. Whereas, if you were in a place where folks who have made it, who are in a position to make decisions about the next step in your career are, then you need to be there because they ain't going to come to Baltimore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're right. So, you know, everything that has happened over the past several years, everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, has all been a blessing to me. Truth be told.
Oh, yes. I can see that, because a lot has happened.
Because where some doors were closed, other doors opened. And those doors that opened flew open, which is allowing me now to do stuff like the play, and which is actually not just going to be here in D.C., but we have plans to take the play elsewhere. So
that's wonderful.
There's a possible date in July in Atlantic City, and they have other people looking at the play, you know, for production in other states and things like that. So things like that are coming up, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just everything has been a blessing.
And you know, too, because you alluded to this before, and this is always top of mind for me, and it applies to you because you believe the same. Things happen when you are ready for them to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if this had – all of these possibilities had transpired 5 years ago, you might not have known what on earth to do.
I don't know if I would have been ready.
Yep.
I'm definitely ready now. But I don't
you
know
are.
I, meant. I probably would have been ready performance-wise, but mentally, I don't think I was ready. You know, and a lot of the things that have transpired over the past few years have helped to prepare me for that. And now I'm ready to go. Like, bring it on. So.
It is an all-consuming fire for you now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Fire is not the word.
So what would it take for you? What would it take for you to give 2 weeks' notice to your current day job?
What would it take?
Yes. What would be the grand mal deal breaker for you to go, oh, heck no, I'm not staying here. I know where I'm going because I just got the offer from.
If I got an offer, I would even say even a recording offer with the right parameters in the contract, because my mother being a lawyer, I'm very hip to contracts.
There you go.
Oh, I wouldn't be willing to just jump. I would have to know what the contract entails, because as we all know, a lot of music contracts have not been performer friendly. I'm willing. If it were something worthwhile and they were willing to make an investment in me, such that I would also see a return from that, then I would be gone.
So if you had a choice of a place to land and to reside, what seems attractive to you now? What are you are you thinking about that, or is that in the back of your mind?
I'm open. I am truly open. You know, the West Coast has – I used to live on the West Coast when I was younger, so the West Coast is no stranger to me. And I've also thought about, you know, going out of the country if I have to. All of this is a possibility. I am leaving nothing to you know, to chance. I am open to do whatever needs to be done, because ultimately this music thing makes me extremely happy. It really does.
Oh, you can't.
To get up and sing makes me happy. And that's what this is about. And to be able to make other people happy.
You can't do anything else. You have to fixate on that now, because, the time seems to be right. I mean, to be perfectly truthful with you, now we've got Barack Obama in for another 4 years. The possibilities of anything else happening, thank you, Jesus, they're not there. So now there is creativity and there's possibility and there's hope, whereas we were waiting to see if that was going to become a reality. It's going to become a reality now because of the freedom that we will begin to see unfold more and more. So, that said, don't be surprised to see what kind of suggestions you'll get or opportunities or invitations for you. And I'm thinking of the birthday girl today, Erica Badu, who is 42.
I love Erica. I love Erica Badu. She's fearless and wild and crazy and just has been able to do things that a lot of people just are like, wouldn't dare to do, you know?
Oh,
artistically speaking.
Well, yes.
Down. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, besides that, she insists on having everything explored in her life. I mean, she's aiding in childbirth now as well as her performing career. So she is adamant about the fact that everything about you should be nurtured. And I'm thinking about her because, you know, she was part of the Robert Glasper experiment, and that is so fascinating to see that kind of originality give birth to itself. I mean, you talk about hybrid. This whole notion of hybrid is taking on a new life.
I am really happy that's going on, because for a long time, you know, everybody was, you know, telling me you need to pick a genre. You need to, you know, either jazz or R&B. I'm like, why should I have to?
Right.
Why should I have to when I love all of it? I love all of it, and there are certain things that I do that I think I do well. I shouldn't have to just pick.
No, it's other people insisting you get into their boxes, and the great people never stood for that.
Right.
There are a lot of people who will tell you that they felt talked into being in a box. And you know what's evidence of that? They're mediocre music.
Yeah. And that's sad to me because I've seen some really phenomenal artists that have kind of allowed themselves to be put in a box.
And it's so sad because, Micah, their music is devoid of passion as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tragic.
And that's what gets me is, like, you know, when I'm listening to something, it has to grab me because of the feeling, you know, the feeling that I get when I hear that person sing, because I know that they're singing whatever they're singing from their gut. You know, it has to stir me
from the
inside out. So, and that's how I sing, you know. I don't like to sing things that I can't feel.
And what about, like, for instance, you're going to do Chef Max. What is the date for that, by the way?
It is March 2nd, so it's this Saturday.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's Saturday from I think, 8 to 11. And have a nice little trio that's going to be accompanying me, put together by Mr. Ray Gaskin. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a nice evening, and Chef Max has great food.
Yes, yes, because it's Louisiana Bayou food. Thank you so much.
yeah, $25 and you can, and there's a buffet, and all you can eat, a buffet.
Wow, that's awesome.
And he has an awesome vegetarian selection. And when I mean vegetarian, I mean vegan vegetarian. He uses separate. I found this out the last time I went. He uses separate utensils, separate cooking, you know, cooking equipment, all of that for his vegetarian dishes. And
good
the
for
vegetarian
him.
Dishes are just as amazing as the dishes with meat.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to find that. That's so important because
uh-huh.
most restaurants do not do that.
Do not do that. And he said he has a totally, he uses totally separate, you know, cookware, et cetera, to prepare his vegetarian meals. And, you know, I had an awesome time. The food was great because, you know, one of my band members actually is a vegetarian. So a lot of times when we go places and they feed us, he's like, well, what can I eat, french fries? Well, you know.
Right.
He was able to actually eat and have a good time and enjoy himself, too. And so that's, he said that he has a meal plan, and a lot of the students at the university over there are vegetarians. So he had to come up with something, you know.
Well, that's awesome, and that's living in 2013 because
exactly.
A lot of us want to live and eat clean as possible.
Exactly.
And, little tricky when folks are living back in 1972 and they're not getting it.
Right.
That's a really big deal. And here's my question for you, and we'll get to that third song, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Do you find yourself now chomping at the bit to make sure that you know who's playing with you is on it?
Yeah. I've been very, in fact, have actually been looking for, because I've been spoiled all these years
yes.
playing with Mr. Saeed and a few others, looking for some capable hands musically. You know, Rick White is my current MD and will remain as such. But, you know, looking for keyboard players and, you know, things like that because, you know, your first choice is not always available.
Yeah.
And it's been a little bit of a challenge. You know, you go through people that are, you know, wonderful artists in their own right, you know, but sometimes the schedules conflict and things like that. And so looking for consistency is hard. But it's going to be, I think I have some nice things. We found a couple of people that work really well with us and have good chemistry, and it's all about the chemistry, actually, at this point.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So it's working out. It's, you know, we're working on it.
Yeah. You should have this conversation with Tracy Hamlin. Tracy and I have spoken publicly and privately about
mm-hmm.
the fact that you need to have musicians that respect you
exactly.
and are not taking an event where you're playing as just another gig.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's missing is that, you know, we're looking for people that really truly want to be a part of the fold and a part of the family, and that's important.
Definitely.
Because those are the people that are going to wind up going with you to the Grammy.
Right. That's my girl.
Did they hear me say that?
Yes. That's correct.
You know, sometimes it's not all. Sometimes it's not always about. And you know, you can quote me on this. Sometimes it is really not all about the paycheck. Yes, I said it. But sometimes it's about making the investment in the person and in the project, so that you can make the money. And
yeah.
And you know, I think that a lot of us. Musicians, because all of us at some point have been guilty of this, just chasing after the buck. At this point, for me, it's not really chasing after the buck. It's chasing after my goal. And my goal is to be up on that stage in L.A.
Yep, I hear that. And in the meantime, you've got to foster the environment around you so
uh-huh.
that can happen as opposed
right.
to those situations and people that are adamant about making you stay where you are.
Yeah, so 2013 is all about, I had a conversation actually this morning about getting rid of toxicity. Getting rid of the toxicity.
Oh, yes.
And fostering relationships with people around you that are nothing but positive and nurturing, just like Erykah Badu says, and that are going to help you propel where you need to be. Not just
and
for
actually,
you, but them.
You know, that word, again, we have to reexamine that word clean, because the fact of the matter is that we're so caught up in other people's drama and our own drama that we don't see the forest for the trees. So we've got to focus on the goals. We've got to take care of business, be very direct about that, have relationships with people that are friendships or professional relationships where you don't have to second guess anybody.
Amen.
Right. And keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Keep moving. So, yeah, I that was for you, that comment. Because you can relate to that.
I most certainly can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. So, of course, we saved back and forth for the last song.
Oh. I knew you had to play this one.
Well, it pretty much sums up a lot of what we've been discussing here.
It does. This song is pretty much my motto in life right now. You know, I've been focusing a lot on me and my spiritual grounding and my desire to reach my goals. And this song is all about that and doing it the right way, not stepping on people, not, you know, not being shady Grady, not making sure that I do things for myself and for other people around me the right way. And I think that's the only way that I'm going to be able to succeed. And that's the only way anyone should be able to succeed and not have any repercussions, so to speak.
Well, it depends on how much you know going in. You are a very spiritually awakened woman, so you know that God will hold you to a comeuppance if
yep.
you don't
and he
adhere.
Has.
Yes.
He has. He really has.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I've taken the beating, too. Oh, mercy. Well,
now he's giving me my blessings, and I just am truly, truly thankful. So,
yes, and that's gratitude is everything, isn't it?
Mhm.
It really
yeah.
is. Well, good. Chef Max on Saturday, and then you've got another date coming up in March.
Yes, I'm going to be back at Vecino's for Monday Night Jazz with Jazz Nights and Blackberry Jazz hosts jazz every Monday night at Vecino's in downtown Silver Spring.
Cool.
And, that is a wonderfully intimate setting. Mr. Saeed will be there with me on keys. I've got Eric Wheeler on bass and Lee Pearson on drums.
Oh my, yes. That's
yes.
a good little lineup there.
Oh, yes. I'm excited, to say the least.
Wow.
Awesome. Talk about
yeah.
musicians behind you that, yeah, I know it's going to be orgasmic. Can I say that? It's going to be
you,
crazy.
You just did, baby. You can say it whatever
I
you want here.
Crazy. Oh, I'm looking forward to the 25th. So, so Jazz Nights and Blackberry Jazz is hosting that. And then I have the play in April. So at the Atlas, which is It's going to be the first three weekends, April 6th through the 21st, at the Atlas Theater, and the play is called All the Man I Need. And everybody can get all that information on my website, which is Micah.net.
So, oh, good.
Micah.net. It's all up there, even the information about purchasing tickets for any of the events. And I'm really looking forward to all of it. It's just some really good stuff, and I'm excited about every minute of it.
And you've got some information, too, at Reverb Nation, I've noticed. So.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
That's
so
great.
So any managers out there, they can go there, check out my EPK, and see if they would like to work with me.
There you go. You put that out there, and look,
yeah,
we don't care.
I'm number six now in the area on the Reverb Nation charts.
Oh, fabulous.
I'm right up under Marcus Johnson.
Oh, you want to rephrase that? You don't want to?
Yeah, I can rephrase it. Marcus is number five, I'm number six.
Okay. Oh, I know. If he heard that, he'd be chuckling. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. There's a lot of different things, and I'm not surprised, because they just keep popping, and they're going to continue to pop, and you'll see. So I'll see you soon. I've got a leftover Christmas present for you that I have to give you.
Oh, that's great. Yes, we definitely have to meet up soon. Oh. You know who may be trying to come out, who may be out on Saturday night?
Who?
None other than my father.
Really?
So he might make an appearance on Saturday night. We'll see.
I hope he's bringing his guitar.
I'm looking forward to that. I did talk to him, and you know, he's going to be on the next project as well.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, lots of good stuff coming up.
Oh, I'm really thrilled. Your dad is great, and we have him to thank in part for making all of this genealogy, this musical genealogy, happen.
Yes, we do.
That is so cool. Well, I'll see you soon. I promise. I'll make it a point to come and see you, and we'll hook up, and it's going to be a different kind of vibe already for 2013. So. Any door that we open is going to be a good door, and we shouldn't even think twice about some of the horror that was in 2012. Let's just keep moving forward.
Moving right along.
That's it. Thanks for spending the time.
Thank you so much for having me back, and I you know I've enjoyed myself as usual.
I love it. And look, anytime you want to hang, or you and Carenza want to do an estrogen session thing, we have to talk more about that now.
That would be awesome. I had such a good time. And I love Carenza.
I do too, because she tells it like a TIZ, whether you like it or not.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. She is a trip. So, yeah.
I don't know if they're ready for us. I really don't.
But you know what? They are. And what we talked about with the estrogen sessions is so important in the way of females in jazz history. Micah, it can't get stressed enough. So you and Carenza have to start talking about that all over again.
Yes, ma'am. We will. We will,
all right.
Definitely.
Good. I like it when you pay attention. Okay, this is one of my favorite songs. Micah Chevalier and Daoud Saeed are responsible, and for everybody who took part in Rue's Fantasy that was out a couple of years ago, this song is so pivotal to growth and healing. It's become a favorite song for many a person, and here she is, the person who you can thank for it, Micah Chevalier. So God bless you, girl.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right. Here we go. Back and forth.
like melodic notes that feed our souls, taking time to reach our goals. Back and forth we go, never give up or let go. Never give up or let go.
Never give up or let go.
Hybrid Jazz. Thank you.
you're most inadequate for. Use it. The gorgeous bitch. A volcano of desire makes your blood to boil as you get higher and higher. Music. It's like a woman. Is a woman who's true. And no matter how well you know her, there's always more to learn. An endless adventure. Every day she's brand new.
Jazz means anything at all, which is questionable. It means the same thing it meant to musicians 50 years ago. Freedom of expression. I can't help feeling that the music has outgrown the word jazz. The greatest danger to civilization is that we don't appreciate enough our natural heritage. Musicians of the past have influenced all musicians of the future. I think jazz will be listened to by the same people who listen to it now. Those who like creative things, whether they understand them or not. If it is accepted as an art, the popularity of it doesn't matter. When you get into popularity, then you're talking about money, not music.
Wow. Whoa! Terry Lynn Carrington and Company. Money Jungle, something brand new that dropped on the 5th of February. Gerald Clayton on piano, Christian McBride on bass, Shay Rose and Herbie Hancock on spoken word there, Liz Wright and Clark Terry popping up on the CD, and more. This revisits the collaboration of 1963's Money Jungle with Duke Ellington, Mingus, and Max Roach on their 50th anniversary of that particular glorious project happening. Terry Lynn Carrington is something else, isn't she? Woo! That is so hot! A little commentary on capitalism, as it were, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. so much great music. And thank you to Micah Chevalier for stopping by. We've got about a minute or so to go. Can't even play the outro music at this point. Just great conversation and great music. Back and forth is what we heard. And that's from Rue's Fantasy. And don't forget, we played a track earlier from Ray Gaskin's CD called A Time for Love. And Ray is just doing so well with that CD. And Mike is doing well with her career. They're working together. It's keeping it in the family, and that's what we like to do. So much so that we'll tell you that on Thursday, our good friend EC3 is here. Ernest Coleman, as it were, although he hates me to say that. EC will be here. He's got a gig coming up at Blues Alley, and he wants everybody to know about it and his new project, which is hopefully in my mailbox as we speak. God bless you. Thanks, Matt and Micah and Beej and Yolanda and faithful Griselda and all the guests who have come and gone, including Art. Thanks so much for being here. We will see you on Thursday. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. I appreciate all your support, God knows.